AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Donald Trump is appearing virtually from Florida in his sentencing in New York in his hush money case. With Trump 10 days from inauguration, Judge Juan Mershon has indicated he plans a no-penalty sentence called an unconditional discharge, and prosecutors aren't opposing it. Protesters are outside court, but so are Trump supporters like Christina Galdieri.
President Trump is true to his heart. He has a good heart. He keeps it real, and I'm here to stand up for America, stand up for President Trump, because he deserves justice, because he speaks the truth.
Regardless of the outcome, Donald Trump will become the first person convicted of a felony to assume the presidency. Another wildfire is growing quickly around Los Angeles. At least 10 people have died. People are returning to find what's left of their homes. Bridget Berg and her family in Altadena left their house to get dinner. As soon as they turned the corner, they saw the mountain nearly on fire. They evacuated.
I watched this house burn down live on the news. While I was at work.
She returned to find the house a burned out shell. She walked through what was once her kitchen.
We just purchased the replacement refrigerator, which was insane. That's our stove, actually. I didn't even see that. Our stove and our hood.
Berg didn't expect to find much, but there were a few keepsakes. A firefighting plane in Los Angeles had to be grounded after it was struck by a drone flown by a civilian. The government says 256,000 jobs were added last month. Stocks are sharply lower at the opening bell on Wall Street. A new AP NORC poll says Americans have a dimmer view of Joe Biden's presidency as he prepares to leave office than they did at the end of Donald Trump's first term or Barack Obama's second. The poll finds about a quarter of adults say Biden was a good or great president. This is AP News. Israel's army confirmed one of the bodies recovered from Gaza earlier this week was that of a 23-year-old hostage. Here's the AP's Charles Della Desma.
Hamza al-Zayadni's body was retrieved without of his father, Youssef al-Zayadni. They were taken together when Hamas-led militants stormed into southern Israel 15 months ago. His father was quickly identified, while his son's remains were sent for verification. Meanwhile, dressed entirely in black, a group of Israelis staged an open-air performance in Tel Aviv to demand an end to the war in Gaza and the return of hostages held by Hamas. Organizer Ronnie Felsen said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was sacrificing the hostages.
We came here this morning, dozens of people, to demonstrate and call for the immediate release of all hostages and the end of the war in Gaza.
I'm Charles Della Desma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.